Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Steve Hargan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mason for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Fairley moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashby moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Hood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Velez strikes out. There goes Fairley. The throw from Kendall to second, and Fairley is out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ault hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Ault reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ault bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to second. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Velez moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mason hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton moves to second. Larville Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Thornton scores. Kendall moves to third. Blanks moves to second. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Mike Willis now pitching. Bill Melton pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Melton reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. Blanks scores. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 5, Indians, 5. Ron Pruitt pinch runs for Bill Melton. Paul Dade pinch hits for Jim Norris. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-4 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mason fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing right field. Paul Dade now playing second base. Larville Blanks now playing shortstop. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres pinch hits for Jim Mason. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-4 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Steve Bowling. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ewing. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ault hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dade settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-4 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Ewing now playing right field. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-4 in the game. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Kendall and he is out, blanks applying the tag. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Date strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.